My name is Jean Naylor, maiden name Simpson. I had to have an interview, and it was Jack Fay, one of the managers, who interviewed me. And I actually started on New Year's Day. It was a bit scary at first, but the girls were all friendly, and we didn't actually start working. We had to be trained till we were 17. We weren't allowed to go on bonus till we were 17. My sister, she worked as a trainee lady tracer in Vickers, and I was on about three times as much money as what she was. So when we got our wages, we used to be able to buy a dress every week. And the girls were absolutely, that we worked with, were absolutely brilliant. There was no nastiness or talking behind people's backs or anything like that. It was just a really good crowd that worked there. When I was 15, you got taught by Lizzie Peeland, who was in charge. And she was in charge of us girls. And we used to sweep the sol. And we used to make the teas. And nobody had coffee in them days much. But and we used to help sometimes with the men, not very often. We used to go downstairs and catch the paper coming off the machines. I used to do that sometimes as well. But that was the only really time that we did it. But I tell you something about the rats. We used to have a big lift, you know, with the iron gates. And we used to have to go downstairs to the men's. But if they knew that the girls were in the lift, they used to press it and make you go further down to the cellar, and there was big rats in the cellar. But we used to just do it for a laugh. I mean, you know, but I was in the lift once on my own and they sent me down. And I was absolutely terrified. They only ever did it to me once. We had one big sol and a smaller sol, but in between there was like the hydrome, which my uncle used to work at. And that was, what was that? Was the waste paper thrown into this. But there was the clocking on, where you clocked on. We all had a number. And when you did your sorting and you did a ream, you had yellow tickets and you put your number, clocking on number on them. And they were, because you got paid so much as what you did, how many reams you did, you see. So my number was 448. I think everyone remembers the number. We used to keep a book and write how many reams we'd done to make sure we got paid right. We all did that, so. I used to live on the corner of Cambridge Street and St Luke's Street. And we used to walk to work, and we used to walk down Salt House under the bridge that the train used to go over. But sometimes it used to flood, so we couldn't get to work because of the flood. But if we didn't go to work, we didn't get paid. So we used to sometimes wade through it to get to work. It's a massive room where all the papers sorted, really, and counted and wrapped up. But it was like a massive hall, if you understand. And there's tables all the way round, windows on the other side. Because they had to bring the paper up and leave it on these big stilts. And we used to go and collect it, go and sort it. You know, when you were sorting paper, you used to have to keep the the corner's absolutely perfect. We used to fan it. We got taught how to do this, to fan it. That's why you did like 2 years training. You couldn't just walk in and do it because it had to be perfect. The, you know, the paper. And some of it was like cardboard that we sorted. Yeah, it was all different. When you had small paper, it was great because you could just do that, but you didn't have that very often. It was usually great big stuff that you had to like put it there, and it came like that, you see. So then you had to sort it like this, and then you counted it like that. You got trained how to do that, and it was like all the time, yeah, counted it, and then you used to have to do that, lift it up, put it on the table, another walk with it. You got taught how to do it, not when you picked it up, not to do it with your, to bend your knees. You got taught how to do that, and then you put it on the table, ream at a time, put a yellow slip in with your number on, then put another one on until it was really high, and then the wrapper-uppers used to come and wrap them up, each ream in brown paper. Somebody went through the machines, yes, and we had to sort the paper afterwards with the blood on. There was a few accidents, little ones, but it was all with the men. None of the girls were involved. The paper came and we sorted it. That was our job. Paper actually cut you. Here, I used to have, because sometimes the paper was that big, so it used to cut you. They wouldn't put up with it today. That's why we wore felts around here, because it cut as it was going past. When you were doing that, it cut you all your clothes. So we wore felt. We made them ourselves. That's what we did. I'll tell you something else that I loved. We used to have music. Tenors, is that what they call them? Above us. And we had Radio Caroline on. And so we used to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And so we could do it to the music, kind of. And I find that's one thing that I remember now is that I know all the words to the 60s music. And when we play it, when I'm out, we all know the words, the ones that work down the paper mills, because we heard it all the time. I used to put Elvis everywhere. And some people like Cliff Richard. And we used to put big pictures. Also, if anyone was getting married, we used to do their place up. We used to put a piece of coal on for some reason if they were getting married. But also I used to do drawings sometimes as well, but we used to really decorate if you were getting married. Or if it was your birthday, we used to decorate it all. But the rest of the time we just had our heartthrobs. Tom Jones was one. I can tell you a tale about Tom Jones. Mr. Hyde, who was our manager, he was from Wales. And he used to bust. He knew Tom Jones. Of course, we all said, oh, everyone from Wales says that. And he said, I do. He's a big friend of mine. I'll prove it. I'll get him to come to Barrow. We thought, yes. So anyway, he did. He got him to come to Barrow. And the reason he got to Friends, when Tom Jones was 15, he was on probation. And no one would employ him, and Mr. Hyde gave him a job. This is what Mr. Hyde told us. And he never forgot, Tom Jones never forgot him, and he was good friends. Anyway, all the older women went to see him at the 99 Club. And they went and met him afterwards, and he kissed them. And the next day, they wouldn't wash because Tom Jones had kissed them. We used to have some quite good Christmas parties, and we used to have a trip to Markham, which was good. And also what I used to like, when we were going anywhere on the train, they used to write up on the paper, "Have a great holiday," and they used to stand on the fire escape with this big paper, waving to you as you were the train was passing. So we used to do that with everyone that was going on holiday or that we knew or something like that. That's what, and I loved the paper mill, the rink, and there used to be a paper mill corner, and you could even go on your own because you knew that there'd be somebody there. We used to put our bags and our coats in there, and we used to do the twist and everyone dancing. Saturday morning, we finished at 11:30, and because a lot passed our house, a lot of the girls used to go to work in the curlers, and I did people's hair. And they used to call at my house, our house, and we had a little parlour. And we used to sit in there, and I used to do, you know, the curls on top of your head, and or the big bun on the top. I used to do all that for them to go the dance on the Saturday night. When I first started there, we were on like nearly £6. So I give me auntie £3. Then you had £3 to yourself. On a Saturday, before we went to the dance, we used to go in the town hall toilets and drink QC sherry before we went to the dance. I cannot stand QC sherry now, but we used to drink it out the bottle, sat on the toilets. I left because I was pregnant. Yeah, I was 21, yes, when I left. Yeah, and I would love to have gone back, but I didn't. The girls were so good. I wasn't married neither, which is very bad in the 60s. I mean, I had him in February. I worked till Christmas. And can you imagine lifting all that paper and all that? But the girls were brilliant. They helped me, and they were such a good bunch of lasses.